the four people that are here in front of me now must be very well loved, appreciated, and liked because they come with the biggest entourage I've ever seen. Does everybody have a parent or family member out there, all of you? It's amazing. And as we talk, if you would like to pass a note along congratulating these kids, you can do so. Go to slbradio.org and use our instant input feature. So if you're listening online, you can pass along a note of support. Maybe you couldn't be here as a family member today and you're listening at home or you're in another city, and we'll read those as soon as we can. Thank you to Elizabeth for your donation. That was very kind of you. We appreciate that very much. And Aunt Nieser from Fort Wayne, Indiana, just wrote and says, "Go Katie." It's funny. I don't have to guess anybody's name, so I can immediately tell just by saying that. Thank you. Ricky, keep passing me those along. I'm honored that somebody in Fort Wayne would switch the dial from WOWO to SLBradio.org. The Fairchild Challenge is a very special program. It's national in scope. And what it does is gives kids the chance to take action on the environment and to become more sensitive to environmental matters through a series of different challenges. And the challenge for this time was really kind of cool. We'll talk about that in a moment, but let's just meet everybody who is here so you can be included in the picture now as you listen. And why don't we start with the aforementioned niece. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Where do you go to school?
I go to Mellon Middle.
And Mellon Middle is part of Mount Lebanon School District?
Yeah.
I thought so. I just wanted to be sure. And how old are you?
11.
It's nice to have you here. And you have a partner for this particular challenge. What's your name?
Emma Vendretti.
And Emma, how old are you?
I'm 12.
And you're both in what grade?
6.
Well, it's very nice to have both of you here today. Is there anybody that you would like to say hi to, Katie? Anybody who might be listening that you just, any friends that might listen later online or who might be listening right now?
I would like to say hi to all my teachers, because they said they would all be listening.
Great, and they certainly are. Anybody else?
No, not really.
And how about you, Emma? Anybody, any shout-outs?
No, Katie, except the teachers, so.
And who did you guys bring with you today, just out of curiosity?
I have my mom, my dad, my sister, and my grandparents.
And that's Emma. And what's your sister's name?
Anya.
Anya. And Katie, who did you bring with you?
I brought my mom and my little sister, Erin.
Well, great. And now Claire, you heard Claire on the air a little bit earlier today. She goes to Woodland Hills Middle School. How are you, Claire?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you were here before. What was your winning entry before? Was it art?
No, I came in second place for the personal testimonials when we had to put down technology for 24 hours.
I remember that now. Yeah. That was amazing. You are how old?
I am 12.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I want to say hello to my teacher, Mrs. Nipis, and my partner in this very difficult project, Tessa Douglas, who unfortunately couldn't be here today. She is dance.
Well, that's good that you were able to acknowledge her. I'm glad. And then we're going to talk to Jack, and Aunt Eileen says hello to you from Wexford. And says, as an aside, that you rock. I just read them. Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at the Woodland Hills Academy in Turtle Creek.
And that is not too far from where I grew up. How old are you?
Really? I'm 12.
12. Well, it's nice to meet you. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
My grandparents said they would be listening. Love and it. Not really anybody else.
Okay, well, they better be. I hope they will be. So let's talk about this challenge in general. And good morning to Robert and Sarah tuning in today. Let's talk about this challenge in general. So what is an eco-friendly baked good? The idea was to come up with a baked good friendly to the environment. Claire, do you want to explain that?
In a way, the eco-friendly sense was in taking this baked good that was at the typical bake sale, like brownies or cookies or muffins or even for my school, biscotti, and making it healthier by substituting the regular ingredients for healthier things.
And still making it taste good at the same time. So this is hard. I mean, you're coming up with a recipe, and it has to work, right? Because other people might try to duplicate it, and that's not an easy thing. A friend of mine once worked for a newspaper, and it was her job to publish recipes, and she had to test them all. People would send in recipes, and she had to make sure they actually worked because you don't want to mislead people. So, Claire, what did you come up with?
Our school, we have a class, and we split it up into three groups. I was in the group that did the lemon biscotti with the sour lemon drizzle. The other groups did mango muffins and chocolate zucchini brownies. They were actually pretty good. The zucchini just soaked up the chocolate flavor and you couldn't taste them at all.
Nice.
They were good. But the biscotti was a recipe we found online, and we just took it and substituted some things like the regular flour. We used oat flour. And
yeah, I'm curious about the substitution. Yeah. So oat flour instead of regular flour. And
We used coconut sugar, I believe, in place of regular sugar in that one. In the other ones, I think we used the agave nectar.
Did you try to make them both and sort of do a taste test side by side?
Actually, what we did was we made one batch substituting for the agave with the coconut sugar and the oat flour, and unfortunately, we figured out afterwards that we can only substitute so many things, because if we substitute too many, it doesn't make it taste good.
That's a really good thing to learn, actually. You substitute too many things, and before you know it, you got something totally different than you expected.
Yeah.
After you made these, did you serve them to people?
Yes, actually. We took all of the muffins and biscotti and brownies that we made, and we sold them at our school musicals bake sale, which was conveniently happening at that time.
Excellent. What a great thing to do. I can't imagine pursuing something like this. Jack, tell me about what you did.
Our school, we split it up. Pretty much everybody did their own recipe. I did Hubbard squash muffins. What we did, we found a recipe for pumpkin muffins online and substituted it for Hubbard squash, which is a little bit healthier. And we also used whole wheat flour and organic sugar.
What is Hubbard squash?
It's a type of squash. It's really weirdly shaped. It's kind of like a huge lopsided. I don't really know how to describe it, but it's whitish green, and can't really describe it.
I think I know the one you mean now. It's got a much bigger. It's not symmetric. It sounds
not at all.
So that's healthier, and did you use local squash?
We had actually gotten it a while ago at they had a pumpkin thing for Halloween, and after that they had some squash on sale too, so we got that a while ago, and it was still good.
Excellent. So you made a batch of these, and did you have people taste test them?
Or? Yeah, actually what we did, everybody made their own recipe. And then we had at our school a taste testing thing, and whichever recipes got the highest scores on the taste testing form that everybody filled out went to the Fairchild Challenge.
Oh, what a good idea. Excellent idea. And let's find out what Emma and Katie made. You two teamed together. What did you do?
We made chocolate chip banana bite cookies.
This is Emma. Chocolate chip banana bite cookies. And was that substituting from a recipe, or did you make this on your own?
We substituted stuff. Like, instead of ice cream between the chocolate chip cookies, we put a frozen banana. So
a frozen banana?
Yeah.
Interesting. How come? But you're going to cook it, right?
So. Well, we cooked the cookies first, and then we put in the banana.
Oh, interesting. How did you figure that out? That's an interesting thing to do.
We kind of made the cookies first, and instead of using ice cream, we could use something more like organic. And so we decided to use frozen mashed up banana.
Very good. That would be a really neat tasting cookie, I think. Did people like them?
Yeah, our we fed them to our gym class, and we got really good scores from everybody who tasted it. Everybody said they really liked it.
Very good. Now I have another note for you, Anya. You go girls. Congratulations, Emma and Katie. Who's Anya? Is Anya out there?
Yeah, Anya's my sister.
Ah, well, nice. Oh, that's right. And I also have a message. That message was for Jack. We already mentioned that one to Jack. If you'd like to send a message to anybody here, you can do so at 412-586-6300. Actually, use instant input too. You could call, but using instant input is probably the easiest way to do it at slbradio.org. So is anybody interested in culinary science as a career? Has anybody thought about that? Like cooking for a living?
Well, I'm more interested in I want to be like a chef when I grow up.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like one of the things I wanted to try out to see how I like it.
And this is Katie speaking. What did you think after trying it?
I thought it was really fun, especially with a partner by my side. And it was probably one of the most exciting things I've done.
That's great. What prompted you to get interested in becoming a chef?
My grandfather, he was a chef when he really liked to cook. And so he was the one who persuaded me.
That's great. And would that be Grandpa Kylie?
No, this is Grandpa Mitchell.
Okay, because Grandpa Kylie just wrote you, Grandma and Grandpa Kylie. That's your... No wonder you're looking at me like that. That's Jack's grandma and grandpa. Sorry about that. You're thinking, I don't have a Grandpa Kylie. Grandma and Grandpa Kylie just wrote to you, Jack. But actually, Katie, we'll get back to them in a minute. Katie, Aunt Nisa wrote back and wants to know, where are my cookies? I'm sure they're coming. You could start selling these. Maybe that's what's going to have to happen. So, Jack, your grandparents said you sounded great and just wrote to you. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
Yeah, I was thinking something maybe. My aunt, she works in the materials sciences, and she's actually talked to my brother about if he was interested in that, she might be able to maybe do something for him. And I was thinking maybe when I get older, something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do with that, all sorts of things. Have you had a chance to read about metallurgy or properties of materials?
Yeah, a little bit. And we were doing a little bit of that in science class.
Yeah, there's a lot that makes everything all possible in that regard. Claire, what's your in your future at this point, do you think?
Right now, I can see myself mostly teaching. I'd like helping people know what to do.
That's nice. What grade do you think?
I don't know. I kind of like the 7th and 8th grade in between, you know, a little more mature than the little kids, but nothing too extreme for the older high school children.
I actually like that grade a lot, too. It's a lot of fun. Although I spent the day yesterday and the day before with 72 second graders and had a ball. Very smart kids. A lot of fun. That was at Environmental Charter School. Emma, have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I want to be like a baker.
Ah, so both you and Katie were sort of meant to participate in this contest. So maybe you own a restaurant together, and you can bake, and you can cook. Do you have a signature dish, Katie, that everybody likes you to make?
Not really, but my dad and I, we make this, like, homemade chicken cordon bleu recipe. And, like, we make it for Christmas every year, and everybody seems to be that's their favorite.
It sounds terrific. Does anybody else have anything they wanted to pass along? Any thoughts about the environment or the Fairchild Challenge in general, or anything maybe I forgot to ask? No? You all, congratulations. I mean, it's a very competitive process. Is there another Fairchild Challenge coming up that you're going to participate in?
Yeah, there's actually the fifth challenge is, well, what it is, you have to write a letter to the editor or a short cartoon.
A political comic about
the environment.
Oh, very good. That should be a lot of fun. Let me encourage you too. Grades 7 through 12 are welcome to participate in the New Voices of Youth. If you go to our website, slbradio.org, and by the way, this is for everybody listening, not just for the four with me, go to slbradio.org, click on New Voices of Youth, and there's a way that you can get money to implement an idea to improve air quality in your school or community. You can actually apply for up to $2,500 to implement an idea. So if you go to slbradio.org, click on New Voices of Youth, and you'll learn how to do it. The money comes from the Pittsburgh Foundation and the Heinz Endowments working together to do that. Thank you all for being here. It was really great to have you. And congratulations, Jack and Claire and Emma and Katie, and I hope you do well in the next competition coming up. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks.